Hello, subscriber. This is Ross Rader from Random Bytes Radio, and I've got some great news for you. This week's edition of Random Bytes Radio starts now.
Intended for mature audiences.
This is one badass daddy you don't want to mess with.
1, 2, 3,
It's called censorship.
Catchy little number, isn't it?
You did.
Catchy little number, isn't it?
You did.
Who gives a fuck?
Catchy little number, isn't it? Die, 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 pig, die. F*** the police. Catchy little number, isn't it? Catchy little number, isn't it?
Government is the problem.
You did.
Catchy little number, isn't it?
Fuck!
Government.
You did.
It's called censorship.
Catchy little number, isn't it?
And you could call it a rose if you like, but it still stinks.
Fuck!
Government.
You did.
The Veed Show.
Government.
Stinks.
Fuck!
Censorship.
1, 2, 3, 4, get it! The Veed
Show. Shit, piss, fuck, piss, shit, piss, shit, piss, motherfucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Who cares if our hero now has breasts?
Your transmission has been terminated.
1, 2, 3,
The Veed Show.
I respect your bold artistic vision.
The battle was music. The Veed Show. Thanks to President Clinton and to Vice President Gore, parents will have even more powerful tools.
Catchy little number, isn't it?
The Veed Show.
Stinks.
You did?
Fuck!
The Veed Show.
You did?
It's called censorship.
I hope that this holiday season will be the last one that our young people will find silent video games like Grand Theft Auto under their Christmas tree.
I want porn on Christmas morn. That's what I want.
First of all, this is in some ways the newest of issues, and in some ways the oldest of issues.
Porn on Christmas morn.
Plato said, thousands of years ago, those who tell the stories rule society.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's worst program.
Hey, hey, hey! Sunday, January 30th. I guess that makes it almost Groundhog Day. I'm Ross Rader, podcasting as live as I can be from Casa Disco in freakishly warm, and it can't possibly be January. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. How is everyone doing today? I'm doing great, if you haven't heard it in my voice. Things are just fine here at the household. Got the leg brace off this week, which means I'm on the rehab track now. Spent the last 2 days at the gym, and I am sore. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. No, even better yet, let's listen to some tracks. Here's Wonder Drug with Star Trek.
Things you say.
That was Mortimer, a neat little unsigned band from the United Kingdom. You can check them out at www.themortimer.com. Before that, we had Wonder Drug with Star Trip from their 1999 release, High. Wonder Drug has actually opened up for some great bands, Stained, The Cult, Stabbing Westward, Matchbox 20, The Cranberries, Semisonic. The band is the brainchild of Eric Klee and Mark, last name Johnson. And I say that because they're actually twin brothers, and Eric's name is Eric Klee. No hyphenation. It kind of threw me off. Rounded out by Kelly Milligan on vocals and Adam White on drums. Adam is actually the protege of Kelly Aronoff, one of the hotter drummers out there, at least for the 90s, doing such work with such groups as or artists as John Cougar and a bunch of others. Not sure if The Wonder Drug is still together. Checked out their website, and it's really, really current up until about sort of mid-2002, early 2003-ish. Joined the mailing list, nothing since May of last year. So, and no announcement that they split up. Eric and Mark have seemed to have done a little bit of work as producers. Mark has done some pretty high-profile stuff with acts like the Fugees and Gwar. Okay, maybe not Gwar, but definitely the Fugees, a band who I've never been able to pronounce their name. Anywho, next up, Ambulance Ambulance Limited. A hot band from NYC. Their latest effort, LP, was actually voted number 2 album of the year by the New York Post. They're playing tomorrow night in the Wedgewood Room. The Wedgewood Room. I can't speak today. Let me. Here. Try this again. They're playing tomorrow night in the Wedgewood Room in Portsmouth. That's tomorrow, and the Electric Ballroom in London on the 1st of February. And both nights they're playing with the Deers. Here they are.
turn back the clocks. You can't pull me up from here, so don't try. In a car underwater with time to kill. Thinking back, I forgot to tell you this. I didn't care that you left and abandoned me. What hurts more is I will still die for you. In a car underwater with time to kill. Thinking back, I forgot to tell you this. I didn't care that you left and abandoned me. What hurts more is I will still die for you. Make time.
That was Armor for Sleep with their track Car Underwater. You know, while that was playing, I'd realized my notes were a little bit thin on their band. So I forgot to go to their website and hack out a quick little, here's who they are, here's what they're doing, here's something interesting about the band. So I go to their website and I get this. Check this out. Perhaps the most reflective moments of our lives are lived within the minutes before sleep completely drowns out our consciousness. We are forced to face our thoughts and at the same time admit that sleep will soon wash them all away. Armor for Sleep is about capturing these moments. What kind of crap is that? I'll go to the website. I just want to learn something cool about the band. Oh, man. So the pretentiousness of some of these, I don't know if it's marketing people that get their hands on these acts or the acts themselves. Stick to writing lyrics, guys, because the direct that's on your website is just awful, and it's not doing anybody any sort of a service. Anyways, good band. Don't let me take that. You know, they're good. Just listen to their music. Stay away from their website. Anyways, what I really wanted to talk a little bit about this week was freedom. You caught the mashup up front. You know, the whole thread. There's, you know, always with these mashups, I try and weave a little thread through them. Last week was just some of the silliness and the hypocrisy that you see in the American way of life as it relates to guns and war and those sorts of things. This week was about freedom. Sort of brought on by, well, it was actually inspired by something I was watching on TV yesterday about the rise and fall of Death Row Records and the whole establishment versus artist thing. And then this morning on the way to the gym, I got thinking about how that relates to the Iraqi elections and the, you know, just sort of everything that's going on in my head right now. And it really kind of came together in realizing that it's really cool that, you know, we know this kind of stuff, so I'm not, this is no epiphany for anyone here. But it's always nice to remember it. It's so cool to be fully in control of your life. We have certain bounds within which we're supposed to act, and unless we like breaking those very liberal laws, we typically do govern ourselves within those boundaries. But then you look at what's going on in other parts of the world where those laws aren't so liberal, and they're very, very tight and restrictive or oppressive even. And you don't get a sense, at least not every day, very rarely anyways, if you're anything like me, of how much freedom we truly have and how much freedom others actually lack. You know, here right now, I'm exercising a whole bunch of freedoms. You're exercising. You've got a complete freedom to stop listening to my opinion. I have the freedom to state my opinion. I've got the freedom to wrap that opinion in a podcast, and I have the freedom to say whatever it is that I want to say on my show. And I can use bad words if I want. And that's really cool. No one can take that away from me. Not you, not my wife, not the government, not the FCC, not the CRTC. None of these entities have any bearing on what I'm doing right now. The only controller that's in place is the brain, as it were. And that's just amazing. But, you know, we also have to realize that these freedoms that we enjoy, that that we're both exercising right now, mine to talk and yours to rock, those freedoms come at a cost. And, you know, I can't help seeing those blue-fingered Iraqis on the news today. For those of you that haven't been following the news, it's they're using blue ink to stain the fingers of those that have voted. So I couldn't help but thinking that the price that's been paid to get those fingers blue might be somehow worth it. When we look at the bloodshed that forged both Canada, the United States, and typically every other free democracy around the world, it's usually forged and paid for with blood and conflict. And I'm not excusing what's going on in Iraq. I think it's a terrible, terrible thing, and I don't think that George Bush could even remotely handle himself well in dealing with the situation or creating the situation over there, really. There's other ways to promote democracy and topple dictators than doing so under the guise of a global war on terrorism. You know, walking up to his front door with a democratic flag would have been a more of a manly way to do that. You know, and that's really where my biggest problem is with what George Bush has done. He's completely lied to everybody about it. He's had his own agenda all the way along, and he comes across not only making himself look like a coward, but making the entire United States of America look like a coward. And I wish that he had been more upfront with his agenda going into it. But anyways, despite everything that's terrible that's going on in Iraq and in other oppressive regimes and in war zones, it's heartening to see that at least progress has been made. The progress that can't be undone, and progress that came at a terrible, terrible cost, but progress that will lead to, at least it's my hope, some decent Iraqi podcasts coming out soon. Anyways, that's enough of my ranting. Here's Down Pilot with True.
I heard the most dangerous thing about you last night. All the birds in the square landed all about you last night. And the streetlight went dead. You and I
Try, and all that you're deprived. While the bourgeois social angels tell This is Random Rights Radio. Is it live, or is it a podcast?
We'll be right back.
Ah, that was a big set. Whoa! sorry about that. Big set. Hope you liked it. That last track that ran off and then got drowned out by my feedback was See Me, Feel Me by We Are the World. Before that was Neon Wiener and the Vast Delicatessen with You've Got Nothing on Me. Great name on that band. Before that was Taxpayer with Exhaust Pipes. Shake the Sheets by Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. And kicking it off was Down Pilot with True. Probably my favorite track out of there. They were all actually quite tapping on the desk, rocking audible. But it was the one by Taxpayer, and I really hope that they keep at it as a band. Tight, haunting, certainly reminiscent of Radiohead, Queens of the Stone Age. There's very little about them not to like. From what I understand, actually, they're a bunch of worker bee suit kind of guys that recorded this album as a way of avoiding the boredom that comes with having a day job. Here's a bit of snippet, a bit of a promotional snippet from their website. Taxpayer is horrified of death and even more scared of what little life they have will be spent rotting away in a cubicle. So they made a record. A good one, about these very fears. They recorded the record in the hours they could escape, only tracking in the fleeting darkness between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. They're playing the Brass Rail in New London, Connecticut on February 26th of this year. And here they are again with Sterile Agendas. We'll be right back. Wow, that's got to be the fastest 51 minutes and 57 seconds of my life. I don't think I've seen a show go so quickly. But end it must. So that's it for me this week, folks. You've been listening to Random Bytes Radio. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you for continuing to listen. If you like what you hear, send me a note, ross@twocows.com, and I will be certain to get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks again, and have yourself a great week. Notice this week as well that the robots are back. We've come to a little bit of an agreement, shall we say. They let me run the show. I let them on the air once in a while. Alright folks, take it easy, stay loud, stay proud. And remember, for every Monday, there's a Friday.
The Random Bytes Radio Podcast is brought to you courtesy of Two Gals, Blogware, and the fine folks at True North Studios, deep in the heart of Casa Disco. Thanks for subscribing.